morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Minister Doris Smith, and I'm honored to lead you in today's time of devotion and prayer. We are continuing our journey through our devotion book, Immeasurably More by Mark S. Mitchell. Today's scripture passage comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verse 2 through 16, verse 12. For the sake of time, we will focus on chapter 14, verse 11. And it reads, "Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, 'Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, Lord our God, for we rely on you. And in your name, we have come against this vast enemy. Lord, you are our God. Do not let mere mortals prevail against you.'" Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you said, "Lord, if you get me out of this bind, this fix, one more time, I'll never do this again. God, if you just rescue me this time, I won't find myself again here." Well, that's my story. Growing up as the youngest of three, I found myself in many precarious situations where I needed reinforcement from big brother and big sister. One time, I had taunted the wrong classmate around the corner in a friendly game of basketball until they put the word out that there would be a beatdown after school. I wasn't a fighter, and I was hoping that I could find a way home where the bully didn't see me. Well, apparently, word made it to my brother and sister, thank goodness, and I made my way home down that last stretch, and I saw about seven classmates and the bully waiting. But fortunately, just as I was preparing to fight or flight, I saw my brother and sister coming in the distance as reinforcement. The bully and the other classmates jumped on their bikes and sped away. And my sister said, "This is the last time we're coming to rescue you." So we often find ourselves in uncomfortable situations and circumstances, and then we must rely on God to be our reinforcement. It's in these circumstances that we create an atmosphere for us to increase our faith and depend on God and rely on God's promises to fight our battles and protect us. Although King Asa's story is a little bit different, we can still see the movement of God and the connection of God's miraculous works when we go to God in prayer. In the story of Asa, it's an interesting mixture of faith and worship. King Asa reigned in Judah and was the great-grandson of Solomon. He was well known for reforming Judah's worship to God by removing altars of foreign gods and idol worshiping. King Asa meant business when it came to respecting God, so much so that we see in chapter 15, verse 16, that Asa removed his own grandmother from being queen mother because she had made a repulsive image for the worship of Asherah, who was considered an idol goddess. As for King Asa's character, chapter 14, verse 2 says, "Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord." So after Asa restored order to Judah, he built towns and armies. Verse 7 and 8 says he put up walls and towers and gates and bars and in the town, and he had an army of over 300,000 equipped with shields and spears, and then another 280,000 from Benjamin, armed with shields and bows. But guess what? As soon as King Asa gets rid of the idolatry and creates a safe city, then they were under siege. That's true for us today. How often do we feel that everything is going perfectly, and then boom, out of nowhere, our backs are against the wall, and we too, like King Asa, are under attack? It was during this attack that King Asa prayed our focus text from chapter 14, verse 11. King Asa didn't rely on the power of his men and the army, regardless of how numerous they were. But in that moment, he imagined more and called on God for help. This is when we must put our faith in God and not our own weapons and armies. We too must know that God is our source of safety and our shield and protection. We must remain in God's presence and be reminded of Psalm 46 and 1, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And so the Lord heard and responded by striking down the Cushites. Verse 12 says, the Cushites fell, that they could not recover. They were crushed before the Lord and his forces. King Asa used the resources of prayer to reach God. God is nudging and reminding us all throughout the Bible of how we can access his prayer. Like in Jeremiah 29 and 12, it says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. How are you using prayers as resources? Are you looking for rocks and stones or a big brother and big sister around the corner to rescue you? Or are you making your requests known to God? Mark 11, 24 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. What are you asking God for today? Is it patience? Is it a career? Is it deliverance? Well, today I challenge you to get in the presence of God and pray and watch your life transform. Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. Will you pray with me? Lord, there is no one like you. No one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, Lord, for we rely on you. Thank you for another beautiful day, a day that we can run to you. There is none other like you in all the heavens and in all the earth. You gave us the presence of your Holy Spirit. Now look upon us today and look past our faults, that we might be transformed with the renewing of our minds. Our minds to praise you, minds to worship you, and minds to glorify you, God. For your name is a strong tower. You have fought for us again and again. Teach us to rely on your steadfast love and let us call out to your glorious name like King Asa. Open our hearts to your power moving around and within us, God, until your glory is revealed in our love of both friend and enemy. Our open hearts are for your love, Lord. Let it be in the communities transformed by justice and compassion. God, in healing, help us to heal what's broken, for our petitions are before you, God. Thank you in advance for what you have in store. Let us cast into the deep and go deeper with you, deeper in prayer, deeper in fasting, deeper in faith and love. Love, God. Lord, we wait in tiptoe anticipation. Use us for your glory, that all who see us will know that we are yours. We will forever be amazed by your grace. These petitions, this prayer and worship we offer unto you, God. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you so very much for joining us today. I pray that you have been blessed and that you'll have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship, either in person or on the website at rayofhope.org, on Facebook Live or YouTube at 10 o'clock a.m. You may also join us here again next Wednesday for prayer. Blessings be unto you, and go in peace, my brothers and sisters.